When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Yes, it is. Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. Former U.S. Representative Ted Poe. Bottom of the hour, District 2 Republican, great state of Texas. Appreciate having Ted on. We're going to talk to him about what's going on in the House of Representatives, not only on the Democrat side with Hakeem Jeffries, but also on the Republican side with Kevin McCarthy or Andy Biggs, and what the Republicans should be doing, and whether it's good that the Republicans are having some infighting right now. We also talk about what's happening in Iran, where they're fighting for freedom there, and we're saying nothing over here from our government. Also in China, the same thing, not a peep from our government. We talk to them about all that and then some. We also have more education news, and again, I always have to preface it with this, because some of you people get a little bit crazy about this. I'm not saying that teachers are bad as a whole. I think that what teachers do is a thankless job, and many of you do it very, very well. There are people in your ranks that are indoctrinating our kids and treating our kids like their own little sponges for whatever their own little belief system is, and they're not just simply teaching them. They are, in fact, grooming them. And this is happening all across the country. I wish more of you who are good teachers who want to do the right thing would speak out and stop this from happening. We've got that story coming up as well on a Wednesday.
That's the one I've been waiting for.
I love when you're really getting into it, because you're like you'll crinkle your nose. You're like, yeah, that's the song right there.
Right.
Get that going, which is pretty good. Yeah. Once a week, we get a smile out of the chocolate voice. So there you go. That is Carrie Lockie, by the way. That is Polo. That is Sam. We enjoy having you along for the ride today, as always. Thanks a lot for taking the time. So we do have at the bottom of the hour, it's going to be Ted Poe. Great information from Ted Poe. Just really great information, because the guy worked in the House for a long time. He knows Hakeem Jeffries, so we talk about that. He knows, the way Kevin McCarthy does things. We talk about that. Really good insight. I hope you'll stick around for that. But I do want to start with this education story. And this is in Louisiana. Is this where this is?
That is correct, yes.
Help me out here.
Yeah, from Fox News, a Louisiana teacher posted on Facebook how confusing students about gender identity was enjoyable. The teacher, Blaine Banghart, is a music teacher at University Elementary School in Shreveport who uses the term MX as opposed to Mr. or Ms. The kids are all confused and asking why I have a mustache if I'm a girl, if I'm Mr. Banghart now, why am I trying to look like a boy, etc., Banghart wrote. I'm just ignoring these questions, redirecting so I don't get into trouble. Banghart continued, though some of the reactions are hurtful, I'm not mad, they're kids and don't mean harm. I'm mostly just enjoying the confusion about what I am. Earlier this month, a Twitter account called Inside the Classroom shared a video from the same teacher saying that allyship was using an individual's preferred adjectives. In March, parents discussed about the teacher's behavior and dress code during a Caddo Parish School Board meeting, which has jurisdiction over university elementary school in March. The debate came after Banghart posted a video on TikTok about the inability to be out at work. I've never spoken here as a citizen or a parent of a student, but I am here today because this is important to me, my family, and most importantly to her. Keith Hansen, Chief Technology Officer for Shreveport, said in defense of Banghart, let everyone see on public record that there are good people here ready to defend other good people from vile, bigoted hate. And proponents of teaching gender ideology in schools say that it helps maintain tolerance and an accepting environment for LGBTQ plus youth. According to the Trevor Project, an organization that advocates for the inclusion of LGBTQ plus individuals, one in three transgender youth reported attempting suicide. Almost one third reported being a victim of sexual violence, and more than half reported a 2-week period of depression. Fox News Digital reached out to Caddo Parish Public Schools for comment, but has yet to receive a response.
All right, so this is a teacher in elementary school. And do we know if it's a biological man or woman? Do we have any clue?
No.
And the video that I'm seeing appears to be a woman with a mustache. I don't know. I have no idea. But here's somebody who's got, you know, very different hair, pink hair or something, and has a mustache, looks like a chick, and you got to call me Mix, and you can't call me Mr. or Mrs. And we're talking to little kids here. Elementary school, if I recall, was up until I was 10 years old. That was it. So it was, these are people who are 5 to 10 years old, and they, for some reason, have to deal with the mental gymnastics this person's going through in his or her mind. And I think the part of the story that bothers me the most, look, it already bothers me that he or she is confused and they aren't going and seeking the help that they need. But the most bothersome part of the story is where this person, Banghart, says something to the effect of, I'm enjoying their questions or something. Something like that. I'm enjoying their confusion about it.
Right, yeah.
So you're a teacher and you're enjoying the fact that your students are confused about something. How do those two work together? Because again, my teachers enjoyed when I learned something from him or her. The teachers that I had, or the band director I had, or the baseball coach I had, enjoyed when I did well. This teacher is enjoying the confusion that he or she is bringing to the classroom. And in response, there are people applauding this because we should talk about gender ideology in school to somehow get them used to it. The whole thing boggles my mind. Listen, there are people who have gender dysphoria. Gender dysphoria means your mind, your soul, your brain, your being doesn't agree with what you are physically. Because what you are physically and biologically is what you are. But your brain, for some reason, doesn't accept it. And it's a real affliction. I'm not making fun of it. I'm not making light of it. I think people who are facing that should get the help they need to figure out why they can't come to terms with what it is God made them. Instead of that, we're advocating for more people to think they have the same issue. And trust me when I say, these are little sponges, these kids. These kids are only going to accept what the teacher says, what the teacher does. And, you know, maybe I'm a boy too. Maybe I'm a girl too. Maybe I'm an in-between. Maybe I'm a fluid. And at the end of it, you just have more confused people. And this teacher, instead of saying, listen, I'm dealing with something that you shouldn't worry about, just call me Banghart. Don't even call me Mr. or Mrs. Don't sit back and enjoy the confusion. You should try to unconfuse me. You know, my teachers always, growing up, did their best to figure out if I understood the problems presented to me in my schoolwork. And if I didn't, and if I showed any confusion, they would do their best to make sure I wasn't confused. And then I actually learned the lesson and did better and gained from it and walked away with more knowledge than I had. This person is literally enjoying the confusion of the people he or she, looks like a she to me, is in charge of educating. That's not what a teacher does. So, do I want the person persecuted? No. Do I want them prosecuted? No. But they shouldn't be a teacher. Here's somebody who is already confused about who he or she is now enjoying the confusion of students. Just that statement alone should disqualify you from being a teacher. If you're enjoying the confusion, you are not there to educate. You're there to indoctrinate. You should go. The person should never be a teacher, should never have gotten the job, should never be accepted in the classroom again. Oh, you're bigoted. You're prejudiced. No, I'm actually somebody who's making a good decision for the majority of the people in that classroom, the students. They don't need to worry about this confusion about the teacher. They need to worry about 2 + 2 = 4. They need to worry about an F is the first note on the staff. They need to worry about how to hit the ball when you're playing baseball or catch the ball when you're playing football, whatever. They don't need to worry about what is my teacher. That's just stupid. It's to me, it's unheard of to spend taxpayer dollars to have somebody enjoy confusing kids. Your thoughts on this? 888-941-7247. 888-941-PAGS. Or go to joepags.com. Scroll down, click on contact. We're back after this.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by the Joe Pags Show. We're about 13, 14 minutes away from Ted Poe. Break down what's happening on the left and on the right in the House of Representatives, where he served for a long time. We talk about Iran. We talk about China. Lots going on. Lots to talk about for sure. We'll get into that. I know that you don't float around the Twitter too much, but Jim Carrey said he's going to leave Twitter.
Well, that I did hear about today. Yeah.
Ooh.
How's it going to affect you? Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, you know. The last time I saw a tweet by Jim Carrey, he was complaining about guns in America. And I surmised that he was probably tweeting that from a movie set where he was protected by good guys with guns in America. So I didn't take what he had to say seriously. He's another one of those people that made so much money, it went to his head, and he forgot that we were all his customers. And he decided, you know, I can alienate half the country now. I got plenty of money. Because back in the day, I mean, he's one of the most talented people we've ever had. Back in the day, I watched anything Jim Carrey did. And I just didn't care about his politics. And by the way, he's got a lot to say, being a Canadian in America. He might be American now. I don't know if he had a citizenship or not, but he's from Canada. Decided to come here, make, you know, $15 million a movie, and then complain about our laws and our Constitution. And now he might leave the old Twitters. Do you hear that your girl is not going to leave, though?
Who would that be?
Alyssa Milano, who, by the way, was great, great in Commando. Yeah, she's decided she's not leaving. She said, we will not give in. This is a fight. We will not give in.
So she gave up her Tesla. But
yes.
She's not going to give up Twitter.
She gave up her Tesla because she doesn't want to own a vehicle that represents authoritarianism.
Mm-hmm.
So she got a VW, which, of course, was Adolf Hitler's pet project in Germany. But why check history? Remember my back and forth with Alyssa back in the day?
Oh, no.
That was fun. Remember, she was backing this John Ossoff guy who was running for representative in, I think, District 6. In Georgia. He's now a U.S. senator from Georgia because there were horrible candidates from the right, and he won the election there. But she was backing him, and I on Twitter said, do you live in District 6 in Georgia? Nope, but I'm planning to move there.
Okay.
It was her response to me on Twitter. Right. I said, well, come on the show. Let's talk about it. I'm far too busy. She blew me off or something. And like once a week, every week, I said, have you moved there yet? You moved to District 6 yet? Alyssa.
She didn't move to
Carrie's crazy because that's like 2018. And here we are 4 years later. Guess what? She's never moved there.
Yeah, that is shocking. Yeah.
It is so weird. Yet she was advocating for the guy. So thank God we lose a Carrie, but we keep an Alyssa.
Good.
And can I say this? I'm glad she's staying because she does some of the stupidest tweets I've ever seen in my life. She makes my life easier because when I got to go in there, I'm like, oh man, what did Milano say today? I'm like, oh good. She loves VWs and she thinks that Tesla's bad and VW somehow was not invented by, you know, the guy killing people because they weren't like him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people are crazy. They're the crazy people.
Sometimes they are. They are.
I'm just going to put it out there.
Yep.
Great, though, in Commando. Great. Just a great job in that. You know, that Ted Cruz, that hump. You know, he stole my joke.
That's right.
When he met her. I just thought that was so rude.
He did.
And I called him out on it, too.
Well, you should have. That was yours. You've been saying that forever.
For those who don't know, for some reason, Alyssa Milano and Ted Cruz decided to have a tete-a-tete. I have no idea why they decided to get together. They get together, and the first thing he says is, I loved Commando, I loved you in Commando, or something like that. So I have him on my show. I'm like, what are you doing, Cruz? What are you talking about? He burst out laughing. Come on. Don't be stealing my material,
exactly.
Okay?
Exactly. Get Cruz? Your own. Yeah.
All right, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Your thoughts about these radical teachers enjoying the confusion of students in class, classes that you're paying for. We'll talk to you about that in a second. Meantime, I'm going to tell you about stamps.com. Great sponsor of the show, also a great help to you if you're doing a lot of shipping around the holiday season. Right now, seasonal excitement is happening, or dread, starting to settle in, especially for small businesses like yours. It's not too late to get your holiday mailing and shipping under control with stamps.com. Sign up now. You're going to be printing your own postage in minutes. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been an indispensable partner for over a million businesses, saving you a ton of money. Get access to USPS, UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer. No lines, no traffic, no hassle. A stress-free solution for every small business. In fact, if you're running an online store, Stamps.com works seamlessly with all major shopping carts and marketplaces. They make it very, very easy for you. Go there right now and check it out. In fact, when you go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page. Use my promo code PAGS for PAGS, that's P-A-G-S, for a special offer that includes a four-week trial, plus free postage, a free digital scale, no long-term commitments or contracts. Go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, enter my name, P-A-G-S, PAGS, and you'll get that deal, and you'll get it right now. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you, Walter. What's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe Pags, you got me fired up with this story about this teacher.
Yes, sir.
I just swear that the object, when he said that he was enjoying the confusion he's sowing in the classroom, it just goes to prove my thought that the entire episode of this kind of teaching, this kind of undermining is trying to sow confusion and anarchy in our country. And it's being done on purpose by whatever groups that we can think of, but it's not just by accident. And I agree with you 100% about the gender dysphoria, but that is a totally different thing. And these people that are profiting and are promoting this LGBTQ lifestyle is being done just to undermine the United States of America. That's my opinion.
Well, Walter, you and I agree. I don't disagree with you. I think that there is an undermining of this country and our value system that's underway. It's been underway for a long time. That women basically don't exist anymore. Females don't exist anymore. Anybody can be a female. Anybody can have a baby. Anybody can go swim in the swim team. If you're gender fluid, you can do anything you want, including be the nuclear waste expert for our administration. If you're somebody who has gender dysphoria and you're a man acting like a woman, you can go be an HHS and you can go be the first female admiral, although you're not a female. I mean, we are setting first for females that are actually being set by males all across this country. And it doesn't make sense. They're trying to undermine the family, trying to undermine traditional values, trying to undermine religion, trying to undermine the fact that around the kitchen table is where you have discussions about values, not in the classroom. And they're trying to act like they're victims if you don't want this to happen in the classroom. It's very, very strange. Leah, what's going on in Arkansas? Hi.
Hey, I'm a proud refugee from New York.
Nice.
Yeah, about this teacher thing, enjoying confusing children. I think that's sadistic. It's like smacking a baby to enjoy watching it cry, or waving a snake in front of a dog's nose and smacking them for sniffing it. What they are doing to our children is disgusting. And every child that belongs to that school, their parents, their caregivers, whether it's grandma, grandpa, their parents, foster children, they all need a letter stating what is happening to them in their school.
We agree. Without a doubt, we agree. We need that. We need parents to take part in school board meetings, grandparents to take part, community members to take part, and don't fear when somebody like the AG Merrick Garland says, well, this could be domestic terrorism because of violence in school board meetings. Screw you. We elected these people. They work for us. The teachers work for us. The buildings are built by us. This is actually our educational system. We should have every say in what happens in the classroom. And if you got somebody here who isn't sure if it's a man or a woman, and somebody here who is enjoying sowing, as the caller said, confusion in the minds of little kids, that person should not be anywhere near little kids. Go flip burgers. Go be a talk show host. Go and drive a truck. Do whatever you want. You don't have any right to be a teacher. We're in some situation in this country where some people who call themselves educators, who are really indoctrinators, think they have a right to be teachers. They don't. Period. End of story. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Do me a favor, stop by. If you like those Come On videos, stop by Instagram, Joe Talk Show, JoeTalkShow. Go do that. Go to joepags.com. You can see the links for the store. Still have time to order some stuff for the holidays. Go and get some gear. Let's go, Brandon. You can get Joe Pags mugs, get Chocolate Voice mugs. You can do Double Wrap That Puppy. If you don't know what that joke is, it's pretty hilarious. Go and check that out. You got Joe Pags Show stickers as well. And while you're there, too, click on Watch Now. After the show is over, that'll take you to the videos where you can go check out some of the stuff that we've done as well. Keep it here. When we come back, it's going to be former U.S. Representative Ted Poe on the Joe Pags Show. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Always glad to have this guy back. He was a U.S. representative for a long time. He's from Houston, Texas, the Houston area. Good friend of mine for a long time as well, Judge Ted Poe. Ted, how are you? Good to see you.
Doing excellent. Thank you, Joe.
You are doing excellent. I agree with you. Man, there's so much going on, and we haven't spoken in a while. Let me start with the House of Representatives where you were, and you represented that part of Texas so well, and you showed a love for America so well for so long. And I want to start with the Republican side, then maybe we'll go to the Democrat side if we have a minute. But the Republican side, the heir apparent is this guy, Kevin McCarthy, who I've interviewed. I find him to be more of a moderate guy, not really the sort of backbone guy that you'd get in a Ted Poe. And he doesn't have enough votes to be the Speaker of the House. He doesn't have 218. You've got Andy Biggs, who's from Arizona, who does have more of a backbone. And I'd like to see him or maybe Matt Gaetz or Jim Jordan or somebody else vie for that position. Maybe Chip Roy, who I think does a great job from Texas. What are your thoughts about what's happening in the House? Is this going to harm the Republicans that there's a fight about who the Speaker is going to be or not?
No, it's not. And I think the contest, the disagreement is good because it needs to be publicized as to what really is taking place in the Republican conference. McCarthy, at the end of the day, probably will end up being the Speaker of the House. He may even do, as has done Republicans have done in the past, go to the Democrats to make sure that the Speaker becomes McCarthy, for example. Here, and most of Republicans are going to support it. Here's the reason. Because all of the newbies for the last several cycles have gotten support from the Republican conference, and McCarthy is the person that raises the money and determines how that money is going to be spent in primaries. And when those Republicans get elected, they're beholden to McCarthy when they get in the House of Representatives.
But let me ask you this. I take your point very, very well. But didn't he also just screw up the midterms? How did we lose those two border town districts? And we had a lot of these Republicans that were expected to win easily, but because there was a MAGA sort of feeling to them, maybe they didn't win as easily as they could. I mean, Lauren Boebert almost lost in Colorado, which makes no sense. Isn't that on his shoulders too?
It is. Both of those are. I'm just telling you, at the end of the day, that is the reason most Republicans will vote for him, because he gave them financial support over the last several cycles. But the Republican conference made decisions in primaries and got involved in primaries. That's none of the Republican conference's business who gets elected in South Texas or anyplace else right. in a primary. That the people of the state of that community decide who should be their representative, not Washington elites who are in the Republican Party and the Democratic Party as well. And we found several, you know, what I call strong conservatives. They lost in the primary, and that some of them also lost in the general election. So it can turn out either way. But I think at the end of the day, McCarthy is going to, he determines who the Republican conference supports in primaries, okay. And they're usually a moderate as opposed to, as we would call, a MAGA Republican or strong conservative Republican.
Ted, is this fight good in that it will make him get more of a backbone? I don't know if you saw this stupid commitment to America thing that he put out a few months ago. It sucks. It's nothing like what Newt Gingrich did back with the contract with America. It had no teeth. It was very generic, very general. Didn't say, we're going to impeach Mayorkas. We're going to impeach Garland. We're going to impeach Biden. We're going to force them to get new oil exploration. We're going to stop the 87,000 new tax guys, you know, from being hired through America. American taxpayer dollars. Will this force him to be less of a moderate and more of a maybe Freedom Caucus guy?
I certainly hope so. That 10-point plan, I don't know that there's any American who can name any of those 10 points.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, it was too much fluff. It didn't have any substance. And that's the problem the Republicans have always been. And I was in Congress and I saw that when I was in Congress. They're always against things. But they're never for anything. They don't tell the American public, here's what we're going to do if we are in office. These are the conservative points that we are going to press when we take control. And whether it's to increase drilling or whatever the thing is, most of the Republicans seem to be just against what's going on with Democrats. Well, the public says, well, okay, the Democrats are bad. They're evil people. But what do you have to offer? And I think that's part of the problem in the election, why Republicans didn't have a red wave in Congress. And as far as the red wave goes, the reason we didn't have it, it goes to the Republican leadership. The buck stops with them. That's why I personally think we need new leadership, both in the House and in the Senate as well.
Well, Mitch McConnell, he went after Kelly Chewbacca in Alaska to keep Murkowski, a very moderate Republican in Alaska. He didn't show any support whatsoever for Blake Masters in Arizona. Mark Kelly, I think, had 10 times the amount of money spent on him. You barely got a win out of Ron Johnson in Wisconsin. You had a radical lefty who almost won with $100 million dumped there. I mean, they're picking and choosing who they want to win. And Ted, don't tell anybody I said this, but I really think Mitch McConnell did everything he could to stop anybody who was a so-called MAGA Republican from winning, even if it meant a Democrat would win.
Well, the evidence shows that. And McConnell, that's my opinion, he supported people who would be beholden to him. He didn't want an independent thinker or a conservative independent thinker like those people that you just mentioned that lost. And I would like to say this. When people want to contribute to conservative movement, don't give to organizations. Don't give to the Republican Party. Give to individuals.
Yeah.
Individuals. Don't go through some red tape bureaucracy like the Republican Party or the Congressional Republican Caucus to try to elect people. Give to individuals only.
Yeah, but the problem is you can only give a certain amount of money to individuals. Then these PACs can collect all the money they want. It is so completely unfair. It doesn't make sense. I saw somebody gave a number, Ted, at $200 to one or something is what McConnell had the ability to spend compared to the individual voter, which didn't make any sense because, as you said, why would he ever go with anybody who's not going to just kiss up to him? That's exactly what he wants. We do need new leadership. Look, I don't like anything Nancy Pelosi did. Nancy Pelosi was a horrible person when it came to legislation and her vision for America. But man, she got it done. She got it done. Whatever she wanted to get done, she got done. I need McCarthy or Biggs or Poe or anybody who's going to be the Speaker of the House to say, I'm going to get it done, and I'll smile and have a martini with you later, but I'm not going to kiss your rear end just to get along. Nancy Pelosi didn't want to get along. Anything she wanted done with a slim majority, she got done.
That's right. Leadership. Leadership means you got to move forward, not just make sound bites that sound good and not just be against something. You got to be for something, and we need somebody that's a hard charger that will move those conservative principles in the House of Representatives. We do have the majority. Let's use the majority and pass legislation and do things that are important and start out with investigating the president's corruption in Ukraine.
Absolutely. It's former U.S. Representative Ted Poe, Judge Ted Poe, great guy Ted Poe, laughed at me for being sick before we started today, Ted Poe. He's been a good friend a long time. All right, Hakeem Jeffries, I know that you were in the House with him. I don't know how well you know him. I don't really care about his personality. He's a Democrat from New York. He's an election denier. He called it Russia collusion. He said that Trump was illegitimate the entire time Trump was in the presidency. The things that he comes up with are radical. They're far left. And I wonder, You go from somebody like Nancy Pelosi, who is radical and far left, although she coats it better, to a guy who is just out there. That's it. I'm radical and far left. I don't like the way the country is, and I want it to change. And now that he's the minority leader in the House, he's going to do all he can to make that change. Is that somehow good for conservatism to see somebody so completely, wildly out to the left field take a leadership position? Does that help us?
I don't know that it helps us, but it does show more of a contrast between Democrats and Republicans, or the two parties, because he is for everything that is against the American public.
Yes.
What's best for America. He's against all of that. He's for, you know, he's a socialist, in my opinion. He's a Marxist. He says it. He doesn't mind saying it. He's like President Obama said, we need a massive change in the United States. He moves that direction, but he says it. And he believes that as well. So we do have a contrast. And I hope that we are able to, when we get the majority, we understand that they are against America. They are against everything that's good and right about what we believe in, like the Constitution. He's their leader, and he couldn't be a better advocate for the far left progressive agenda that the squad supports than himself. And that's who they want. That's who the Democrats want. And the Democrats now, they used to have what was called blue dog Democrats, more moderate. Those Democrats don't exist anymore. They've all moved to the progressive end of the party.
Well, I'm with you. Or they moved to being a Republican, to be honest.
That's true.
Just a few of his old tweets from 2018. Is the North Carolina congressional seat the only one stolen by rogue Republican operatives? We may need a comprehensive criminal investigation to figure out clean up corruption. The next one is lie. More than any administration in the history of the Republic, cheat. 2016 election Russian interference, steal one or two Supreme Court seats. When will Republicans put country ahead of party? Clean up corruption, he said. Then he said, the more we learn about 2016 election, the more illegitimate it becomes. America deserves to know whether we have a fake president in the Oval Office. Ted, if you or I say, hey, man, I wonder if that 2020 election was fair, we're done. We're canceled. We're thrown out of any sort of a public square. You can't possibly say it. You should be thrown in jail. If you say something like that, it's hate speech. It's violence. This guy is now the leader of the Democrats in the House. What?
That's right. And, you know, he's just picking up where Hillary Clinton left off about the 2016 election. But it's different rules for the Democrats. You know, the Democrats have no reason not to tell. I mean, no reason to tell the truth. They will tell the lie when it suits them better. And that's exactly what he's doing. You know, it's the 2016 election. Oh, that was terrible. That was terrible. The 2020 election. Oh, that was good. That was good.
It was perfect. Ted, it was perfect. Yeah, 2020 was perfect.
But to achieve their agenda, Joe, yeah, telling the truth is not a requirement to achieve their agenda. They'll lie if it helps their agenda. And that's what they're doing. And they want to cancel anybody who doesn't agree with them. And that's what's disturbing. They want to cancel people that don't agree with their lies or whatever the government says and prevents free speech. So he wants to intimidate. And some people succumb to that. The Democrat intimidation, fear-mongering, hate of America, that appeals to some people.
Yeah.
And it keeps some Republicans quiet. And that's why we need strong leadership that's going to fight back with that rhetoric.
It should make us a lot louder, that's for sure. It's at Judge Ted Poe over on Twitter. It's former U.S. Representative Ted Poe. Great guy. We love having Ted Poe on at least once a month. Let's talk about the explosion of freedom that's being attempted around the globe. In Iran, a young woman didn't have her hair completely covered by her hijab, was pulled out of her car, beaten, taken to the hospital where she died. That started an uprising in Iran that we've seen before. We saw this under Obama, where he said, I'm not going to meddle in the affairs of the Islamic Republic of Iran as they're killing people in the streets there. We could have at least morally supported them and vocally supported them and let Iran know you better not be killing your people in the streets. He didn't have the wherewithal to do that. We're seeing it again now, where young people are taking their hijabs off. They're saying, we don't want the morality police pulling people over and killing us on the side of the road. We just want a semblance of freedom in this country. Do they have a chance? Instead,
I think they do have a chance, because the uprising, the protests are nationwide. It covers about 200 cities, even though 600 people have been murdered by the government. Most of those young people, many of them women. And I will say this, the women are leading the protest in that country for freedom and God bless them for doing that. And there's been 30,000 of those protesters, primarily young people, who have been put in jail. And of course, the government's going to continue to do that. And people are fighting back with words and with rhetoric that they can protest. And I think we're going to see more and more of that occurs. What they need from us, and they don't want us to get militarily involved in their country. You know, it's their country. They want to take it back.
Right.
But what they need for us as a country to say, we support the freedom fighters, the daughters of democracy, the sons of liberty that are fighting for freedom in Iran and have been doing so. But now this is the 75th day of this current nationwide protest. That's what they need from us. But what is our government doing? We're missing in action for us even supporting freedom.
I don't think Biden said anything. Has he said anything?
When you ask
Karine Jean-Pierre, the press secretary, she's got nothing to say either. We support peaceful protests. That's all we're hearing about that, and all we're hearing about China. In China, there's an uprising where Apple literally shut down the ability for them to share videos from what's happening there. But we know there's an uprising. As they're building tent cities to go quarantine more people, the people of China are saying enough is enough. You've got a city in Shanghai of 25 million people, Ted, that they locked into their apartments or homes, where many of them died of starvation inside their homes. I mean,
apartment complexes burned down because they had the doors locked, wouldn't let the people get out.
And a child as young as 3 years old died in that fire. So here we've got a situation again. At least, look, forget about freedom and liberty and our Constitution. We can't force that on them. I get that. But as humanitarians, as human beings, shouldn't we say something as the leader of the world?
Oh, absolutely. We're supposed to be the beacon of freedom. We can ought to be able to say it, and especially places like China. And it's countrywide widespread in China. And they're being, of course, the government putting down with force and violence anybody that protests. And the government controls everything. Something maybe the Americans need to pay attention to that's taking place in the United States, where you have the government controlling speech, what can be said and what can't be said. And basically, it's the Marxist rule. You can't say anything opposing the current government, Marxism.
Let me say this, because you know more than this about this than I do, and I've only got about a minute left. It's Ted Poe. But let me bend your ear on this. I agree with you with Iran. If we show moral support, I think there could be an uprising through the military that could overthrow the Ayatollahs. I think that could happen there. But it's a very different world in China. What can we do to help affect change in China? We should say something. We should outwardly and vocally and morally support them. But what can the people there literally do? Because we know by history, China will kill 100 million people and not think twice.
Well, we got one thing we ought to quit doing is selling our technology to the Chinese government. And we ought to quit doing business with China when they use slave labor to make products that are bought in the United States. And we ought to make countries and our companies in the United States not do business in China.
Yes.
Because of that, we can go after them economically, but we at least ought to verbally support them rather than not say anything when we have the opportunity. When Biden has the opportunity to meet with their government, he doesn't say anything about it. I mean, it's appalling. And so I commend the people of China. You know, they can't say anything, even in a poster.
Right.
So they hold up pieces of white paper to tell everybody they're protesting against the government. And I admire them for doing that, because they're doing it at their own peril.
And this guy Kirby, this alleged Secretary of State, he's asked about this the other day. How does the president feel about people saying they want freedom in China? Well, the president's been consistent. He's for protest. He's for a nonviolent protest. Wouldn't even say we want them to be free. And Ted, that's lame. It makes us look just horrible. And this is why bad actors, I believe, are rising up. I'm out of time. Ted, I can't tell you how much I appreciate the knowledge. We didn't even get to Ukraine or the border, and there's a lot to talk about there. We'll do that next time, okay? Thanks all for stopping by, Ted.
Okay. Stay well, Joe.
Okay, thank you, Raul. I will try. I don't want you to laugh at me again. We're back after this. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
appreciate Ted Poe coming on. He's got some time for some pop culture. Whoop.
Dirty pop.
Yo. Poe, what's happening?
So I don't know if you had seen that Al Roker was in the hospital, and then he got released on Thanksgiving. But then 24 hours later, he was rushed back to the hospital.
What's the matter with him?
He's dealing with blood clots in his legs and I guess potentially his lungs.
That sucks. Yeah. Well, hopefully he'll be okay. That sucks. All right, Paul, appreciate you. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Carrie. See you tomorrow. Bye.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. And start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.